Oh, yeah. But they didn't, I never did use that much, kick the bucket.
Uh-huh. He said he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died with?
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
Coffin.
And he said when he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
In mourning.
And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got...
Arthritis.
Any other name for that? Do you ever hear
What?
Rheumatism.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And a disease that children used to get that... Get a really bad sore throat and then choke up, then die from it.
Oh, diphtheria?
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
And if you have a pain down here, you have to have an operation. You say you've got...
Appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you say you had to...
Heartburn.
Or you had to...
Indigestion.
Or if it came back up, you'd say you had to...
Cramps.
Uh-huh. Well, if you eat something and it doesn't stay down, then what do? You...
Vomit.
Uh-huh. Any other ways of saying that?
Erp.
Mm-hmm.
Erped it up.
Which sounds better?
Erp's charges vomit. We know I've already used vomit.
Uh-huh. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
At stomach. Sick to the stomach.
And if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
Crazy about her?
Or did you ever say he's courting her or sporting?
Courting her.
Uh-huh. And he would be called her...
Boyfriend, I guess.
And she would be his?
Financy.
Or his?
Girlfriend.
Uh-huh. And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
Kissed.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
She's finished through with him, huh?
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
She's through? Says she's through, I guess.
Uh-huh. They were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Broke the engagement.
You say, do you ever hear people say she turned him down, or gave him the sack, or...
Yeah.
Jilted him, or...
Turned him down,
And...
And then there's another saying that a Dear Joe letter, I think they call it.
Uh-huh. And if she didn't turn him down, you said they went ahead and got
married.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom,
the best man,
and the woman that stands up with the bride,
bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people would get married, other people in the community would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise. They'd call that a
Chivalry.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Well, they just come around and then the people just got married. They generally would serve them something, some wine or cake or something like that.
The married couple would?
Yeah, they're friends, you know.
Would this married couple just be any young married couple? It wouldn't?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And there was some trouble at a party, you'd say. The police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.